The coronavirus pandemic has impacted agriculture. Farms have lost big customers as restaurants, colleges, and winter farmers markets have closed. In Western Massachusetts, CESA, community involved in sustaining agriculture, has announced it will reopen in April its emergency farm fund. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Phil Corman, CESA's executive director.
The emergency farm fund started right after Hurricane Irene, when we had many farms here in the area that were suffering from that weather disaster. We raised money from the community and were able to start that no-interest revolving loan fund. And since 2012, we actually have helped over 30 farms with these no-interest loans. With the current COVID-19 virus, we needed to raise money to have a separate branch of that fund to respond to the virus. And we are raising money until March 31st. We hope to bring in $50,000 or more, and we want to move very quickly. We will open the fund for applications from farmers on April 1st, and we hope to review them and cut the check by May 1st. So we are not taking the place of the federal government or state government. That is a huge role they need to always play. But we can play the short-term turnaround, providing quick resources to farms so they can continue farming heading into the spring and summer.
How are farmers being impacted by the pandemic?
So, like every small employer, I think, throughout the country, farmers are really impacted very harshly by this. When you think about all the places they sell their harvest that have disappeared, all those markets, colleges have closed, restaurants are closing or have done pickup and delivery service, so their sourcing of ingredients have changed. The list goes on and on and on, and we even have had winter farmers markets close. So farmers have product to sell. They have wonderful food that's safe and healthy to sell to all of their neighbors, but they're not able to do it. So, again, that can range from a person selling cheese, milk, honey, maple syrup, root vegetables. The range of product available to put on our table is amazing, but the challenge is how do they get it to all of us? Farms have been creative and enterprising, and if people stay tuned to the announcements from CESA, both on Facebook and our website, buylocalfood.org, you can hear about new enterprising farm businesses.
Now, you're looking, you said, to raise money for the Emergency Farm Fund. If someone's interested in making a donation, what can they do?
If anybody would like to make a donation to the Emergency Farm Fund, all they have to do is go to buylocalfood.org. The information is right there. We will immediately use your generous gift and turn it around into a no-interest loan for farmers.
And again, the amounts of the loans that you give are how much?
For this round, we will be giving $5,000 no-interest loans. The farmer does not have to pay anything back in the first 6 months, and they pay back over a three-year period.
And obviously, you said you were looking for a quick turnaround on these because obviously we're hitting the growing season now.
Right, and so farmers who do not grow root vegetables and have other products that are shelf stable, they're gearing up to be buying seed, which they've done. They're germinating seed. They're getting ready to put things in the ground and into greenhouses. It's a time when they're not often bringing money in at all. So for them, when they have a cash crunch, it's so important that we as the community step up. If anybody's interested in farm shares, this is the time to be buying your summer CSA farm share. So helpful to farmers, and it'll be so helpful to you.